Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, we are diving in the transition between imposter syndrome and manifestation. I'm going to actually break down these two terms. I'm going to give you my little recipe and what I do to actually create and clear the cosmic highway. Yes, the cosmic highway is a real thing. And I'm going to break down exactly the things that we need to be doing in order to see our manifestations materialize. Let's dive right in. The first thing I want to do is I want to identify what is imposter syndrome, which also, by the way, who the hell coined this word? Like, I feel like so many of us keep saying like, I have this imposter syndrome, but like, what is that? Have you even asked yourself, what is this? What is this thing that I keep repeating that's holding me hostage from creating the things that I really want? Because for me, the way I understand it, this is just a fancy term for believing a false narrative about yourself, which means you're operating via a false perception of you, which leads to the misalignment. Let's just be honest here. There is no such thing as fake it till you make it. There isn't, because as you fake it, you will be misaligned. So when people started to use this term of imposter syndrome within their business, it actually created this energetic prison where we couldn't get out of this spiritual jail because we had to figure out and dismantle how not to feel like an imposter. But let me break this down. Where there is radical honesty, there is no imposter. There's nobody to pose for. If you're being honest with yourself in where you are in your journey, let it be your healing journey, your work journey, your business journey, your relationship journey. If you're just honest with yourself and you say, hey, I'm here, I'm in the beginning, I'm in the middle, I'm in transition, wherever you are, and you make peace with that moment, then you stop needing to be anywhere else. I feel like truly imposter syndrome started to sink its teeth into entrepreneurship because we simply wanted to be further along than where we were. And on top of that, we didn't want to show the in-between. It's like nobody wants to show the beginning steps. Everybody wants to be an expert, but I promise you, every expert was a beginner. And why are we really trying to hide the beginning steps? Because it's messy? Because it doesn't look perfect? What timeline are we actually even operating from that we even care? I don't care to look perfect. I had to let that go. So if you want to manifest anything in your life, all you need to do is two things. One, you need to have a belief that is a perfect match to your desire. Now, I'm talking about energy. Yes, I'm talking about frequency. So let's just play this little game. Think about the thing that you really want, whatever it is. I want to be a millionaire. I want to start my business. I want to fall in love. I want to travel the world. I want to go see Paris, whatever it is that you want. Now, think about the belief that you're holding around that thing. In order for something to actually materialize in this life, that belief has to be in perfect alignment to that desire, because you cannot have a belief that's contradicting a desire. It does not work. They have to be a match. You truly have to believe on an energetic heart coherence level that the thing that you desire is possible, period. And that's work, humans, that you gotta do. This is our job, okay? And this is why getting around people that are doing the things that we want is so helpful, because we learn through example. This is why I love learning from teachers. When I see how they don't make problems, that helps me see where I am. It helps me see where I'm entangled. It helps me see where I am attached to a specific narrative. Then the second thing that we need to do is clear the cosmic highway. Remember how I told you at the beginning of this episode that I was going to talk about the cosmic highway? I have more language around this. I always knew, I saw it in my mind's eye, that when our energetic body was open, literally like a valve, we were able to receive cosmic messages and we were able to manifest and able to get downloads. We were able to get the juice from the stars. And that when our valve was closed, we tended to contract and restrict that flow. And so I am now naming this the cosmic highway. So think about the base of your spine. Go all the way up through the reproduction area, through the belly where we harness our power, up through the heart where we learn to forgive and love, into our throat, which is a powerful center to manifest, up to the third eye, which is the cosmic eyes of the soul, and then up through the crown head into the cosmic highway. And now there are many different cosmic highways. There's a cosmic highway that goes and is tethered from the heart of the body to the heart of the universe. There's other cosmic highways that go from the tailbone down into Pachamama. And so in order for us to manifest the things that we desire, we have to have our channels and our cosmic highways open for flow. And what are the things that actually restrict that flow? Oof, I can tell you, we cannot bring fear and doubt to the table. Those things clog up your highway. Every time you bring in fear and scarcity and I can't do this and I'm doubting it, you start to close your valve. That highway starts to narrow. We cannot get in the juice of the cosmos into our beautiful vessel. Remember, you are a channel for the divine. And so, you know, I used to think people used to have psychic powers and there are certain people that can do this and certain people that can't. But I am in full awareness that that is actually not true. Every single thing that every human on this planet can do, you can too. It just depends on whether you're tuned into those frequencies. And also, let's add practice, because I'm gonna just keep it real. Like, there is way too many people pretending that they can just go ahead and turn on their psychic powers. Like, yes, and I promise you, where you speak to somebody that has been able to really harness their abilities, they have practice. I was born with intuition, but I was disconnected from that intuition until I practiced for a really long time how to trust myself. I practiced for a really long time how to retrain my mind to see the silver lining in everything. I did this for such a long time, not to be identified with my bank account, knowing I am whole, holy, connected to the whole self, cosmic self. It took time. Yes, you can snap your fingers and you can get and jump into another timeline, but I promise you, you have to do the work. And the work is here on earth. The work is detangling these stories that are telling you you can't. The stories are about the fear and the doubt. And then you have to stop checking. At a certain point, I talk to a lot of beautiful spiritual beings, and they're doing the work and they do this mainly on a daily basis. So they know what I'm talking about. And I know this is you because you're the ones tuning in. At a certain point, humans, you have to stop checking if your blessings are blooming. This is called trust. I feel like there's so many of us that they're like, yep, I'm doing the thing. I'm doing the meditation. I'm doing the walks. I'm doing the journaling. I'm listening to the binaural beats. I'm reading the books. Listen, at a certain point, you can read all the books and you can do all the things, but you got to drop into literal divine trust. You have to trust that your desires are going to unfold. In my mind, when I have a desire, I never entertain doubt because I know the truth of all of my desires. They're hanging out. They're hanging out in the field. They are hanging out in my vortex. They are hanging out right on top of my head. They are hanging out. And they're like, is your cosmic highway open? Are we open? Are we letting traffic through? Because I'm ready. I am ready to give you this blessing. I am ready to deliver. Are you ready to receive, though? This is what the universe is asking us. We have to be able to trust. But guess what? Most of us are not operating through the heart coherence, meaning this is where our energetic bodies are balanced. All of our bodies, our emotional body, our spiritual body, our mental body, our physical body, everything is happening in harmony. Hence why, if you see me flow, I am working all my bodies like it is the damn motherfucking Olympics, okay? Like, I am working out this physical body. Do you think I like to work out? I don't. I actually admitted that the other day on stories, on social media. I'm like, I work out every day, but I don't like it. But I know it's good for me. I know when I move my body at the end of this session, it's like a literal thank you. My body's like, we released. We rinsed something out. We were able to purge through your pores. I've been meditating now for 7 years. Can I tell you, there are some days I'm like, can I just skip this? I got things to do. I got emails to check. I got content to create. I gotta walk my little doggy. I gotta make myself a green juice. And so it's this. I'm resisting the urge of this animalistic being inside of me that wants to do something else and wants my attention to go over here. And I'm teaching it how to sit. I'm taming my beast and I'm like, sit. You're going to be still. I know you want to move around and you think other things are important and you want to be identified with your bank account and all the other things that are nonsense. But I'm going to teach you how to breathe and how to meet yourself. And the more and more I do that over time, what happens is that my body stops perceiving everything like an emergency. If we perceive everything as an emergency, then what happens is that we're hijacking our nervous system. And some of us have learned to actually operate our life like that. And this comes from childhood. This comes from the way we grew up. Usually people who are operating like everything is an emergency is because somehow, some way along the journey, you have learned to normalize chaos. So it's actually quite literally normal. It's normal for everything to feel like life or death situation, knowing that that's actually not true. Nothing in your business is an emergency. Everything can wait. Nothing in your life is an actual real emergency. Everything can wait when you're in the present moment and you take one step in front of the next. Even if it was an emergency, you can't teleport yourself to the hospital. You have to get in the car. You have to do the next step and the next step and the next step, right? And so like, this is the call for presence. But you see, what the actual problem here is that most of us don't trust anyone. Most of us don't trust anything outside of us. That's actually why we take on all of this responsibility. Because this is a matrix programming. I can't trust anybody. Who's going to do it? I'm the only one that can do it. So now you're not trusting people and you can't hire anybody for your business. You can't be open to help. You don't even know how to ask for help. Why? Because you put yourself at the center of needing to be the only person in charge. And that can't be. You see, anybody that has built anything great will tell you this. They didn't do it alone. They didn't do it alone. Of course not. I could not have built this business alone. Oh my God, I had the most beautiful freaking angel to support this cosmic vision. And guess what? Through their work within this company, they get to be in their cosmic vision, because all of the people that work inside of Melissa Rua's Empowerment, they're these beautiful 10 out of 10 entrepreneurs themselves. So imagine now everybody is loving what they're doing. I love what I'm doing. They love what they're doing. So we start to create from that heart coherence where everything feels balanced, and we get to trust our own magic and trust our support team. This is about not needing to take ownership of every single thing. Give the universe a list, humans. Literally, like, take out a piece of paper. After this podcast, I want you to take out your manifestation books, take out your journals, write on your boards, and I want you to do a little T, okay? Actually, do a big T. Create a cross, and on one side, write all of the things that you are handing over to the human part of you, and then another list of all of the things that you're handing over to the cosmic you, to God, to source, to universe. There's certain parts that's not your part. Your part, you put the seed in the ground. Universe part, it's going to grow. You don't have to keep checking. Human part, you have aligned action towards the things that you desire. Cosmic part, it's aligning all of the right people to be right in front of you at the right time, at the right place for things to happen. You have a part and the universe has a part. Allow the universe to do its thing. Stop micromanaging the universe. Stop trying to take control over all of the parts. Why are we doing this? Why? Because this is the matrix programming. Because we have been taught in the West to feel like it's a doggy dog world. You got to climb up the ladder. You got to step on people in order to get to what you want. Oh, that's just the way it is. Oh, that's just business. No, it's not. Who said that? It's not just business. This is my livelihood. This is how I show up in the world. This is my medicine. This is how I get to be in community with people. This is how I express myself. It's not just business. Just like this is not just your life and you have to suffer through it. This is such a magical life. It's so beautiful to wake up every day here on earth because we have free will. You have thinking thoughts that only you are placing in your mind that are directly correlated to your reality. Nobody else can do that for you. Only you. Isn't that so cool? We take the ownership of our life. Wherever we are or wherever we are not, it's nobody else's job. And that's the shit nobody wants to hear. Because it's easy to blame it on our mom. It's easy to blame it on our dad, our sister, our brother, community, life, this, that. At a certain point, humans, you gotta choose to want to be at a different point in this story. So, what is a manifestation? A manifestation simply is a desire that materializes in your life. So, when people say, I want a manifestation, I want a manifestation, I'm like, okay, human, did you do the work to have this manifestation? Because a manifestation is only a belief that is in exact coherence with this desire. So this person is not doubting whatever it is that they desire. When I have a vision of what I'm supposed to do in my life, I'm not out here creating the steps to create the vision and then doubting it along the way. Hell to the no. I'm like, okay, cool. Universe gave me a part. Universe is like, ooh, there is something that you're supposed to be doing. Here, I'm going to drop it into your third eye. Here's what it looks like. Here's what you're supposed to do. Here, boom, I'm going to give you a flash of what it looks like in the future. And then my job is like, ooh, okay, cool. That's the end result. That's what the cake looks like after I bake it. Not a problem. I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to get the box. I'm going to get the ingredients. I'm going to put it together. I'm going to put it in the oven because I know what the cake is going to look like at the end. I already saw it. I'm not out here putting all the ingredients and doing all the things and then being like, ooh, I hope it comes out good. Now, of course, it's going to come out perfect because you're supposed to hold your cosmic vision in the highest frequency. That's what a manifestation is. It's the end result. You don't even have to try to manifest. When you have a cosmic seed, which is your intention, and this is what the beginning steps of a manifestation. If I had to give you steps, step number one would be to get clear on your intention. What do you want to see? What is your intention? Then step number two is to make sure that you translate that into the desire. So you have an intention. My intention is to start a business. Okay, what is the desire? My desire is to impact the world. Amazing. Step number three, have a supportive belief that allows that desire and that intention to bloom. So this means having the belief that you can do it. Then after that, step number four, practice the practice. Don't be attached and stop checking. Stop checking if that seed is growing. That's the universe's part. Because ultimately, in step five, you will materialize that concoction. Those are clear steps to manifestation. But you know what's happening? Most people are like, I want to be a millionaire. I want to attract the love of my life. I want to farm. I want whatever it is that you want. I want to be healed. I want to be a healer. And then you're like, manifestation, where are you? This is not working. Excuse me, can I talk to somebody? Connect me to the cosmic secretary because my manifestation is not here. Yeah, of course it's not. Did you do all the steps? And did you do all the steps without adding your doubt? And without adding your fear? I talk to so many people, they're like, I'm doing the things, I'm doing all the things. Why is it not happening? And I'm like, oof. And that energy, your cosmic highway is low. And I know these are not easy concepts to actually implement. They're easy to hear. So when people listen to this, they're like, oh yeah, that's so easy. Okay, go ahead and try to do it. Because it takes practice. It takes retraining our nervous system. You see, we have the same thoughts almost every single day. So it takes hella energy and power to retrain our thoughts. It's not impossible. Of course you can do it. This is how literally people wake up in different timelines. I don't even know how I made it to this timeline. It's crazy. You know, like 4 years ago, I legit did not have a job. All I did was teach yoga, meditation, and mindfulness. I probably made like, I don't know, maybe like $200 a week. I have no idea how I paid rent. I have no idea how I traveled to India, Thailand. I have no idea how I did these things. I literally did it. But I can tell you that I let go. I think it was the first time that I actually let go. I was like, you know what? This is either going to crash and burn or something magical is going to happen. And either way, your girl's tired. I'm tired of being the only one to try to figure out my life and needing to work so hard. I'm tired of putting all this pressure on myself. I'm just tired. And that's really hard to teach people because it's an inner surrender. How is your cosmic highway? Is it open so that you can materialize and you can get the juice of Father Sky and the things that are in alignment for you, the things that your soul came into this vessel to do? Or is it closed? And even if you believe nothing that I'm saying, you know, I walked into a yoga studio one day and the teacher was saying all of this stuff about feeling into your body. And I just couldn't get it. And maybe she saw my face. Because this is when I was first starting to practice and all of this stuff was like another foreign language to me. I like quite literally kept my mind open, but I couldn't understand it. And the teacher said, you know, you don't have to believe anything that I'm saying. Go out and figure it out on your own. See if it works for you. And that's the same gem that I'm going to share here in this episode. Don't believe me. Don't take my word for it. Go out and apply these things to your own life and see if it works for you. My real question is, what are you practicing? Are you practicing fear, doubt, and I'm going to lose? Are you practicing, I'm going to win, I'm victorious, and I'm going to figure it out? And if I have a desire, maybe, God, that means this is a flashlight into the future, a snapshot. It's already done. My job is to take the steps that are in alignment to that desire. Humans, it's been so fun hanging out with you and really breaking down the cosmic highway. For those that are desiring to expand on some of these concepts, come to my free training. It is happening every Wednesday at 1 p.m. DM me the word align. I'll send you the link. For those that are like, whoa, I am supposed to be starting my spiritual soulful business. The Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business 12.0. Holy moly. Yeah, 12.0 is happening February 19th. Come hang with us. We already have so many beautiful beings inside. We're going to be in community. We're going to be really channeling our secret offers. We're going to be figuring out how we are supposed to be sharing and bringing brand awareness and marketing these beautiful offers so that what? We can continue to spread these seeds, these beautiful cosmic seeds to humanity, these seeds that bring us back into our heart. Go with peace. Go with God. See you soon.
Breathe.